Masechet Avodah Zara, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. The Torah tells us, Shesh Yamim Ta'aseh Ma'asecha, Ubayom HaShev Iti Shbot. The sixth day you should do your work, and on the seventh day you should rest. L'man Yanuach Shorecha V'Hamorecha. And also, that your ox and your donkey should rest as well. This tells us that not only are we, as Jewish people, prohibited to do melacha on Shabbat, but our animals also have to rest. And for that reason, as we'll explain in the Mishnah, there's a prohibition to rent out an animal that's a large animal that would normally be used for work to an idol worshiper who's going to work it on Shabbat. Hachamim went further and said that not only are we not allowed to rent it to them on Shabbat itself, but we make a gezerah in general, we're not allowed to rent it to them ever, because we may get too used to it and then rent it to them on Shabbat. Mishnah is going to tell us how this minhag developed further. In a place where the custom was to sell small animals like sheep or goats to idol worshippers, mochrin, we sell to them. But in a place where the custom was not to sell small animals to idol worshippers, you're not allowed to sell it. But in every place, the halacha is, you're not allowed to sell them large animals like an ox or a horse. As a precaution, we want to make sure that we don't get used to renting it to them, and then we'll rent it to them on Shabbat, which would violate the prohibition of having one's animals rest on Shabbat. Agalim usyahim shelemim ushburin. This prohibition of selling them large animals is forbidden even while they're still calves, or while the horses are very young. It doesn't make a difference. These animals, at all stages, they're prohibited, as well as if they're healthy or disabled. Even though an animal that's disabled isn't really going to do melacha, the prohibition is still there because they could still help turn the mill a little bit. The Yehuda matid b'shura, but the Yehuda says, no, if the animal is disabled, it's uncommon to do any type of work with a disabled animal, therefore you're allowed to sell that type of animal. Uben betera matid besus. Ben betera allows selling a horse because horses are not really used for melacha. They're not used to plow, for example. What they're usually used for is riding. And riding is not considered to be a problematic melacha because of the halachic principle, hay noseh et atzmo. A living being carries itself, so it can't be carried. It would be a derabanan violation, and that's not what we're decreeing against. So therefore, says Ben Betera, when it comes to a horse, there's no prohibition, there's no problem.